tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3.
Sunday night of cha-cha-cha in blue for this Sunday, the 3rd of April of 2022. And tonight on the show, let's see, in the history part of the show, we will hear from, I've got Howlin' Wolf, Bumblebee Slim, Billie Holiday, Forest City Joe, Jimmy Nolen, B.B. King, Otis Band, Muddy Waters, Michael Jerome Brown, and Gary Moore. We're going to finish tonight off with a tune from Justin Saladino. He's going to be playing a solo acoustic show at the Aquarium Cafe Bar this coming Saturday. So we'll play you a tune from that to close the night out after. I'm going to play you a couple of new releases. We have a new release from Angelique Francis. She's got a new CD out called Long River. And she's also going to be hosting the Maple Blues Awards in June. And we have a new single from Eric Ferran. And it's called COVID Blues. We'll be getting to that in just a little while. And Eric was nice enough to give us a call and have a little talk about his CD to tell us about it. So we'll be playing you that conversation in a little bit as well. And we'll start the evening off with a couple of, well, we're just going to go back to a couple of recent new releases. And we'll hear from Duke Robillard. We'll hear from They Call It Rhythm and Blues. That's his new CD. We'll hear from Kenny Blues Boss Wayne. His new CD is Blues from Chicago to Paris. It's a tribute to Memphis Slim and Willie Dixon. We'll hear from the Gun Band from their new CD, Hand in the Fire. We'll hear from the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer from their new CD, Live at the King Eddie. And we'll start it off here with Angel Forrest. And she's put out Volume 2 of Angel's 11, in which the last time she brought out 11 different guitar players that she played with over the years. And this time she's brought out 11 different vocalists that she's wanted to work with. And the result is, again, another masterpiece. So here's Angel Forrest with Whiskey and Wonder, along with Brandon Isaac.
You got a world of wonder, baby, in your eyes. over, take a moment. Is there looking hunger still in my eyes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's run that rambling bone, baby. Come on, let's get going.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you on this one.
Whiskey and wonder, these souls just can't be sold.
Hey! when you needed me. It was always in your eyes. Oh, and it was all I could see. Once I was alive, when you believed in me, and your face. Might not be what you choose. All the time and all the miles, they just made us strong. Oh, and who was I not to see the love had died? Once I was alive. When you loved me, now I look into your eyes. It's just an empty sea, empty sea.
Thank you. Cinema Politica invites you to a free in-person screening of Dope is Death, followed by a discussion with director Mia Donovan, April 4th. In 1973, Dr. Mutulu Shakur, along with fellow Black Panthers and the Young Lords, combined community health with radical politics to create the first acupuncture detoxification program in America. This form of radical harm reduction was a revolutionary act towards the government programs that transfixed the lives of Black and Brown communities throughout the South Bronx. This film tells the story. Join us on Monday, April 4th, 7 p.m., room H110, 1455 de Maisonneuve West. Donations encouraged, cinemapolitica.org, or find us on social media. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
Really got the blues on Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue. The longest running blues show on Montreal CKUT. Till I'm blind in the pledge section. Grizzly bear having a fight? No, don't you think the fight ain't fair? You talking about me? You better help that grizzly bear. I got a razor, man. I got a chip. This a cinch. Man, I can split a bolt of lightning before the lightning could move an inch. Now look, if me and a wildcat isn't all in a cinch, you ain't got to worry about him cinched. Man, I'll tie a couple of knots in his tail, and I'll pull his teeth and clip his nail. I got a razor, man. I got a chip. This is a cinch. Yeah. I can split a bolt of lightning before the lightning can move an inch. Now look, man, I can toss up an apple and then shoot out the core. Yeah, can peel it and then slice it before it hit the floor. Wait over me when I got my razor. I don't never miss. Yeah, I got my razor. that's a matter of a fact. I've got to raise a man. I got a chip. This is a cinch. I could slip a bolt of lightning before the lightning could move an inch. I got to raise a man. Nobody mess with me.
last night. Eve, Eve, where you slept last night.
That was the newest from Duke Robillard from his new CD, They Call It Rhythm and Blues, and that was his cover of the Zuzu Bowling classic, Why Don't You Eat Where You Slept Last Night. A little bit of blues poetry, sort of, from Kenny Blues Boss Wayne from his latest as well, Blues from Chicago to Paris, a tribute to Memphis Slim and Willie Dixon, and I Got a Razor. Before that, we heard from the Gun Band, and Hand in the Fire is the name of their new CD, and that was Once I Was Alive. We heard from the Harpoonists and the Axe Murderer, their new live at the King Eddie, and that was Roll with the Punches. And we kicked it off with Angel Forrest from her new one, Angels 11, Volume 2, and that was Whiskey and Wonder, in which she brought along Brandon Isaac. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. And let's see, I still got another new release coming up in a few moments. But first, here's a new single from Eric Ferran. And I had the opportunity to give him a call and talk with him about it a little bit before we played this single. And I believe this is the premiere, the radio premiere of COVID Blues. And the great thing about interviewing Eric is just say, okay, Eric, tell me about it. And then sit back and he'll take care of the rest of it for you from there on. So here is a little conversation with Eric Ferran, and we'll follow it up with COVID Blues. I'm on the phone now with Eric Ferran of Eric Ferran and the Ramblers, and he's going to tell us about his new song. So you've got a new song out called COVID Blues. Tell us a little bit about this.
The inspiration actually came from my brother, Paul, who is also a guitar player, but he now works a real job. And he lives in Australia, and he did a little jam which resembles the song that I created after, called I'm Stuck at Home, where he has his kids singing, I'm stuck at home, can't go to school, lonely on Zoom, I miss my classroom. You know, because him and I often trade each other. You know, hey, Paul, listen to this. And I got obsessed with what he did. And I really liked it. And I listened to it over and over again. And I told him, I want to do something myself with it. So he told me to have a go at it. And I started writing my own lyrics, which, you know, which are about everything that we were going through, us musicians. And then at first, my song was a more acoustic, stripped down version, kind of more or less like drug rock style, like these drug rock bands that I listen to, like Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and Dandy Warhols, groups like that that I love. And so my song was getting developed, and there was keyboards and, like, you know, drug-style guitars, and I was really happy with it, like a kind of acoustic stripped-down version. And the song had a lot of space to it. And then one of my musicians, Dave McLean, added a bass and then gave me that slide guitar track that is on the song, and I just, like, fell in love with it, and the song became what it is now. And this is, like, I actually really enjoy my own song. Like, I really like my own song, and maybe because it strikes a chord, maybe because it's honest. And then came the hold on, because I started singing in English, and then I was like, how about doing it in French? And then I added the second voice when I do the hey en français. And yeah. I really had fun with it. I wanted to add a little bit of humor. I do that a lot in my songs, but I still wanted to keep the music serious.
That makes sense. Did you get that a lot when you play live? En français, when you sing an English song?
actually, now, about 7 years ago, my band got hired for a Saint-Jean gig. And we already did a few Québécois songs, like Colin the Blues and J'entends Frappé.
Yeah.
But then and we were doing maybe Passez-vous de là des colocs. But then we added like something like 25 Quebec songs in our repertoire. I mean, we dropped a few, but now our shows are almost bilingual. Like, we have a lot of Québécois material, a lot of colocs. We love to play Je lâche pas, even though it's Marjo that sings it. Like, we adapt it to my voice. But there's, so we do that a lot, but this is my first bilingual song, you know? so I like that.
Yeah, it's great. I like that, too. So who else is playing on this? It's just you and?
No, just a few musicians. I got Mr. Dan Legault, who maybe you even know Dan Legault.
Oh, yeah, I know Dan.
My first, okay, so Dan at first I started my demo with him. So he gave me a kind of jangly guitar that goes throughout the whole song. Then I asked him for a guitar that just gives heavy strums. And then he gave me two keyboard tracks because I wanted piano, and he gave me two of them. And then he's also the one that plays drums. So, like, Dan plays a lot on it.
Yeah.
And then there's Alec McElkeran. I'm sure that you know him, too.
Of course.
Usually my demos I create with him. But Alec is my go-to guy because I like the way he records and EQs my voice. He does something special to it. So the voice track that's there, I didn't even touch it. Like, I took what Alec did. So Alec, that was extremely important. And then came my own bass player, Dave McLean, who is also a guitar player. He gave me this bass track that you hear at the beginning, you know, the slide, the wow. That is awesome. And I had a dilemma because we had the slide guitar going in at first, but it was burying the slide bass. So on the intro, before I start singing, you hear the wow, 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 and then you hear the slide guitar. Then the slide guitar is turned off for the bass. Then the slide guitar comes in and stays in for the rest of the song. So Dave plays bass, and he gave me that incredible slide guitar track.
Nice.
Yeah, so, and all the vocals are done by me. I had thought about having someone else do the second voice, you know, but then I remembered David Lee Roth did that on his song Yankee Rose. He did his own backup vocals, and I basically wanted to do the same. There's always interesting knowledge about songs and how songs are recorded. Like, every song has its story, and it's just so cool to do this interview with me. It's just, like, the first time I get to talk about it like this, so this is really nice.
Now, one of the things you mentioned on the info sheet is that you're excited to be playing live again. Have you got any live things lined up?
We have a few gigs lined up. We've already done a few already. It was nice for our band to get back together. We were happy to see each other. I mean, we're four guys. It's my band. I call the shots, but we are a band. We were happy to see each other. As soon as we started playing, it's almost as if we had never stopped. But I did a few, like, rookie mistakes. I was like, what the hell am I doing here? You know, there's little things that, you know, because we're not playing regularly anymore. So it's kind of funny. But like I said, the shows are starting again. Guys, we're happy to see each other. That's a big thing. We're happy that we look at each other when we're playing. It's kind of like a new energy. But I swear, I would have lived without all this, obviously, just like every musician. But, you know, if we look at things positively, it's nice. Exactly. It's nice that we have some gigs lined up. We have a few private parties lined up.
Nice.
We have a wedding lined up. So we have a lot of big events lined up, which is very interesting.
And getting back to it makes you appreciate it a little bit more, I think, than, you know, if it was just regular gigs.
Totally, totally, totally. And they pay more. There's also that little detail.
And you say that you're hard at work on a double album that you could do out at the end of the year.
I want to release it between, I say November because I want to release it between Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes. And the songs are, I have 9 songs in French, 9 songs in English. It's going to be a bilingual album, but with a French CD and an English CD, 9 songs on each side, and a harmonica solo on each. So 10 songs each side. 16 of the 18 songs are like 100% finished. They're done. And the drums are being recorded, but the guitars and bass are already, like, recorded. I kind of did it backwards. And Dan is doing all my drum tracks. And then there's going to be my voice to do. And if there's any, you know, I like to add tambourine everywhere. So, you know, if we add tambourines here and there, and then I start mixing. This weekend, I am finishing the 17th song. And, like, next week or the other week, I'm going to finish the 18th.
Nice.
So, yeah. And, like, I'm not starting this project. Like, we're in it. As soon as Dan finishes the drums, a good portion of the work is already done. And I can't wait. Because when I put out my Suicide Blues record in 2017, I had restarted working on demos and looking through my ideas. And then when the confinement happened, you know, like, we were all at home, nothing to do. And me and Alec McElkeran and I, we really worked a lot, but we couldn't see each other. So we were working by webcam, by not Zoom, but by Messenger, FaceTime, phone calls. And we'd get an idea. Let's try this. Okay, tempo 124, key of A. I'd send them a harmonica lick that I recorded with my phone. You know, we just build on that. It was long. Every song took a long time to make, but we had a lot of time to do it. So, yeah. And then I was looking at this. I'm like, holy cow, I have a lot of songs. So that's it. And it's extremely exciting, John.
Nice. I'm going to look forward to that. Let's let the people hear your new tune. Thanks a lot for calling in today. So here's Eric Ferran and COVID Blues.
I try not to worry. I wanna see my band and rock out on stage. Will COVID ever end before I'm in my grave? What I pray.
Hey, en français.
J'ai perdu mes spectacles et de l'argent pas mal. Avec mes harmonicas, on garde le moral.
Avec
moi, et je veux voir mes boys. Chanter sur scène, pas jouer du rock and roll, ça me fait de la peine. On va se voir bientôt, le bon temps s'en vient.
That was Eric Ferran and COVID Blues. And my thanks to Eric for taking the time to speak with us today. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca, which is where you got to go if you heard something that you want to hear again or you missed something and you want to hear it for the first time. Just go to CKUT.ca, look it up under the programming and archives, and just download it. Find the show you want in the handy schedule that's right there. And we keep it up for several weeks, which costs a little bit of money. So don't forget to pay your pledge as well. There's no adware, no malware, no spyware. We don't even wear underwear. No, some of us probably do. But we don't need access to your photos. We don't need access to your location. We don't need to know who your friends are. We don't need to know what kind of device you have. It's just an MP3. You can take it and enjoy it at your leisure. Let's turn to the new release deck again, and I will remind you, we did have our funding drive. It's over now, but, you know, there's never a wrong time to donate your money to CKUT. Just go to CKUT.ca, and, you know, we got all kinds of great stuff there for you. Some great gifts in appreciation for your kind donations, and we'll remind you to pay that pledge. Let's see, the new release deck, coming out of Ottawa comes Angelique Francis. She's born and raised in Ottawa. She first took to the stage when she was 7. At 13 years old, she made her American national television debut on the Oprah Network for writing and composing an original theme song for the Gayle King Show. By age 13, she was proficient in playing other instruments such as the acoustic guitar, upright bass, electric guitar, and electric bass. By 14, she was playing music festivals across North America, opening for a variety of acts like Beth Hart and Trooper and Shamika Copeland. And she shared the stage or opened for a large roster of well-known musicians such as Gary Clark Jr., Joe Bonamassa, Eric Gales, Keb Moe, Jimmy Vino, Tom Cochran, Burton Cummings, Sugar Ray, and the list goes on and on. She was a feature act at the Keeping the Blues Alive at Sea Festival, at the Sigisoara Blues Festival in Romania, at the Women's Blues Review at the Massey Hall in Toronto. She's been here at the Jazz Fest. She's played the Mariposa Folk Fest, the Ottawa Jazz Fest, the Ottawa Blues Fest, the London Home County Festival, the Aurora Winter Blues Festival, Montreal Blues Festival, Torrivière Festival, the Ottawa Folk Fest, Val-d'Or Blues Fest, Calaboogie Fest, and the list also goes on from there as well. She has a new CD out called Long River. She's got a new single from it as well called Storms From My Eyes, which we're going to hear in just a few moments. And she's also set to host the 2022 Maple Blues Awards this coming June. So we're going to listen to two cuts from her. We'll let her rock a little bit on a tune called Ashamed, and then we'll hear her new single Storms From My Eyes. Here's Angelique Francis.
I'm all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Say it again. Mm-hmm.
The Ukrainian National Federation presents a benefit concert for Ukraine, featuring live performances by the Barr Brothers, so-called Demai Denai, and Mumorosi. All proceeds go to the Canada-Ukraine Foundation. Taking place Saturday, April 16th at the Ukraine National Federation, 405 Fairmount Avenue West. Doors at 6 p.m., music at 7:30. Tickets will be on sale at the door, and advance tickets can be purchased at thepointofsale.com/tickets/UKRAIDE. Tickets are $30 in advance and $40 at the door. Merch from St. Javelin will also be on sale at the event. Join us for this very special community event in support of Ukraine. Sponsored by Circa Distilleries and CKUT.
Hello, my name is Eric Farron. I sing with my band, Eric Farron and the Ramblers. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, Montreal's longest-running blues show.
Ride a storm from my eyes, baby.
That's two tracks from Angelique Francis. We just heard Storm From My Eyes, which is the lead-off single from her new CD. This new CD is called Long River. We also heard Ashamed in there. And you'll be able to catch her hosting the Maple Blues Awards this coming June. And that'll be taking place in Toronto. Hopefully you get to see her coming back around for the festivals again. Let's see. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. We're going to close out the new release part of this show with one track from Larry McCrae's new CD. Larry's celebrating a birthday this week, born in 1960, so he's turning 62 on the 5th of April, I believe it is. And he says, I would have been much better off getting this CD out 30 years ago, but you got to take what you can. He brings on a whole bunch of heavy hitters. It's out on Joe Bonamassa's Keeping the Blues Alive label. Just came out March 25th, and since he celebrates a birthday, I could have put it in the history part of the show coming up next, but I figured, why not? It's a great little rocker. He brings some great guests on his CD as well. You got Warren Haynes on there, Joanna Connor, Joe Bonamassa, of course, and Josh Smith is also involved in this thing. And it's the first is a single called Arkansas. It recalls Larry McCrae's youth in Arkansas's rural corners and his beginnings on the sixth string, interspersed, of course, with some of his great guitar play. So let's listen to Larry McCrae's lead-off track from his new CD, Blues Without You. Happy birthday, Larry. Here he is with Arkansas. Big sister came from Arkansas, and she left me with this old guitar. Sun went down. I like barbecue with my coleslaw. Hey, way back home in Arkansas. Do it. Take me back. Take me.